圣经，我们继续看创世纪第十七章。We're in Genesis chapter 17, so let's open our Bibles and continue our study. 曾经有一个人呢，他是没有办法呢守诺言，无论做什么事呢都是交不到货，他就什么都答应，但是什么都做不到。咁佢系应承父母咧做乖仔，但系做唔到；应承老师咧就系俾心机读书，但系做唔到。后屘咧应承啲朋友咧就系一齐做啲嘢，但系又系做唔到。又结婚嘅时候应承对太太咧就忠心，又做唔到，乜嘢都做唔到，冇呢个嘅能力。There was a man who couldn't keep a promise. No matter what he did, he tried to keep a promise and he couldn't do it. He told his parents he'd be good and he wasn't. Told his teachers he'd work hard and he didn't. Told his friends he'd help them and he didn't do that. And even told his wife he'd be faithful and he couldn't keep that promise. Couldn't keep any of his promises. 但是今天呢，我们要看到一个相反的例子，就是我们看到我们的神，他是应承做的嘢咧，佢系永远系一定会做得做。But today we're going to look at God, and He keeps His side of the bargain. He keeps His promise, and He does it for eternity. He never breaks a promise. 神系信实嘅，系公义嘅。佢承诺咗咧，佢一定会做得到。所以神咧同我哋人唔一样嘅。咁喺十七章嘅时候咧，我哋睇继续睇亚伯拉罕，我哋有第一节。读到十一节， we're going to read in chapter 17 from verse 1 to 11. 我读新译本。亚伯兰九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：我是全能的神，你要在我面前行事为人，你要作完全人，我要与你立约，要使你的后裔人丁兴旺。于是亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又告诉他说：看啊，这就是我和你所立的约，你要作多国的父，你的名不要再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已经立了你作万国的父，我要使你极其昌盛，国道因你而立，君王必从你而出。我要与你和你世世代代的后裔建立我的约，成为永远的约，使我作你和你的后裔的神。我要把你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔作永远的产业。我要作你们的神，他们的神。Sorry， 神又叫亚伯拉罕说：你和你世世代代的后裔都要谨守我的约，我与你和你的后裔所立的这约是你们应当谨守的，就是你们所有的男子都要受割礼，你们都要割去身上的皮、包皮，这就是我与你们立约的记号了。我们中间世世代代所有的男子，无论是在家里生的，或是用银子从不是属你后裔的外族人买来的，生下来大八日都要受割礼。一起低头祈祷。Thank you, Jesus, for being with us, and thank you for this time. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，让我们可以一起在这里读你的圣经，听你的道。我们求主你呢，去透过你的圣经里面教导我们，让我们可以更加肯定，更加清楚，你是我们的主，你是守约的神，你是愿意呢，就是跟我们是 建立盟约，但是你是会坚持做到你要做到的，直到永远。所以求你今天是打开我们的眼睛，教导我们，多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求。今天我们看到神 与人立信心的约。Today we're looking at God establishes his covenant of faith with man. 那神是信实呢去建立。那首先你会见到神呢建立这个约的时候，他是呼唤行得正直。We're going to look at three points. First is the call to walk holy. The second point is the covenant in the name change. And the third is the circumcision as a sign. 我们先要看呼唤行得正直，跟着我们看到与他立约改名的。第三方面我们会看割礼作为记号。第三方面求神呢就引导我们今天的分享。那么神呼唤亚伯拉罕，呼唤他是要跟随神。那我想你记得回上个星期神是呼唤亚伯拉罕的时候呢，即是上次呢我们看到呢他生以撒玛利，是不是即是他和夏甲即是娶妻子。那么所以呢上次呢我们见到亚伯拉罕到今时在十六章和十七章之间呢有十三十四年的空间的。十三十四年的。咁变咗呢有十三四年嘅时间呢，亚伯拉罕呢冇听过神嘅声音，冇接触到神俾佢嘅说话嘅。And last week we looked at the situation with Hagar and Ishmael, and there's this 13-14 year gap between chapter 16 and chapter 17. And so it has been 14 years since Abraham heard from God the last time.
你想想十三四年是没有听到神的声音的，很枯干的，很难受的。他十三年前想着呢帮神一个忙，他就要跟他的太太的婢女娶妻子，即是生这个以撒玛利出来，是搞到很多家变，搞到很多问题出现的。他是希望是解决问题，但是从人的角度他是觉得好，但是他是做错了。但已经过了这么多年，那个仔已经是十三岁，那么怎么办呢？从亚伯拉罕的角度，我99岁咯，我的仔13岁呢，肯定这个神所应许。
It's been 13 years of silence, 14 years of silence. Ishmael is already 13 years old, and Abraham is 99, and he hasn't heard from God in such a long time. And he tried to help God out,And now probably he's thinking, this is the way.
那从人的角度呢，你想下，十三年前还是80几岁的时候呢，或者有机会，或者神初初呼召亚伯拉罕出来的时候，70岁的时候呢，即是还没有仔生，但是70岁的伯呢，或者还有机会，太太是60啊，但是到现在他99岁，撒拉呢就是90或者89。到生仔的时候要100岁和90岁，那么从人的角度呢，这机会已经是去了哪里？你见过99岁的白生仔没有？
And you can think from man's perspective, maybe when God first called him at 70, maybe yeah, there's still a chance that he could have a baby. Sarah was only 60. Maybe 13 years ago when he's only 87.Maybe 86, maybe there's an opportunity that they could still have a child. But now at 99 and 100, and Sarah being 89 to 90, from man's perspective, all hope is gone.
神是这样很奇妙的。神是等到呢人是没有机会。神是等到呢从人的角度呢是没有可能的事。神 是知道呢，因为如果人是可以做得到，人就会觉得不是神迹的。
Now God is like that. God always waits until there is absolutely no way for us in our ability to do something. Because he knows that if we're going to have an opportunity to do it, then we will not give God the glory. It's not a miracle. So God waits until there's no way for man to do it, and then all the glory goes to God.
如果是我们做呢，我们会说是偶然啦，好彩啦，咁啱线啦，系咪？要揾好多个因素啊，系因为点点点。
Now, if we do it, we say it's a good chance. I got lucky. You know, all these different excuses, and we forget to give God the glory.
神在我们绝望的时候呢，是来到寻找我们。
So God comes in our despair and gives us an answer. 14
年没听到神的声音。你想想，我们信耶稣，如果14年没听到神的声音，很枯干，是不是？但是很灰心，很难过，但是神现在来讲说话。
And if we went for 14 years without hearing from God, think of how lost we'd be, how empty, how discouraged. But now God's going to speak.
你留意一下，神是过了14年的静默期，第一讲出来的说话是讲什么呢？
神讲， and let's look at what he says after 14 years of silence. The first thing he says in verse 1.
神讲是第一节，我是全能的神，你要在我面前行事为人。那这个是圣经讲明是耶和华向他显言说。
Now the Bible says this is Jehovah God who comes to speak. It's not an angel. God is speaking directly to Abraham.
这个就是神直接跟亚伯拉罕讲，不是天使，是讲明是耶和华向他显言。所以他说我是全能的神。
And he says, I am El Shaddai, the great almighty.
我是。Now, 当我看到这个我是的时候，我想到摩西在山上见到神，见到什么？见到一个用火烧着的树，但是烧不着。跟着神有声音在这个树，着着火的树跟摩西说，叫他回去埃及，叫百姓出来。摩西又问，谁个派我去？神说，我是。
And as I look at this, I think of Moses before the burning bush, and he calls out, as God tells him to go back to Egypt and bring the Israelites out, and he says, who's sending me? And, Jesus, and God says, I am.
神就是我是。我是我。自有永有的神。神的名 Yahweh, Jehovah, 耶和华。这个就是神的名，自有永有的全能者。耶稣又在约翰福音里面有七次他说我是。
And Jesus said in the book of John 7 times, I am.
耶稣说我是生命的粮，我是世界的光，我是好牧人，我是道路真理生命。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection.
耶稣说七次，我是，神就是神，他是全能者。所以这个伟大创造天地万物的主宰，跟亚伯拉罕说，14年没出过声，但是现在就要出声。现在就要向亚伯拉罕显言，但是他不单止说我是，他说我是全能者。
He didn't just say he was I am. He said, El Shaddai, the Almighty.
神是全能者，全能耶和华。哇，这个配合的名 Yahweh El Shaddai， 不知
卫兰是不是希伯来话是这样 ？Yahweh El Shaddai 在圣经里面啊。What a great combination for a name of God. I am El Shaddai. Yahweh El Shaddai. Wow. Powerful.
全能者的什么意思？当我们看到神是全能，什么叫全能？一切的权柄是属于神，是天上是地下。神的力量是无限。神是永恒，所以他有永恒的能力。神是无限，所以他是无限的能力。
What does it mean to be all powerful? He has all the power in heaven and in earth. God is unlimited, so his power is unlimited. God is infinite, so his power, he is infinitely powerful. El Shaddai,
他是至公至级。一切的全能，一切的能力属于他。
He is El Shaddai. He is self-sufficient. And he can do whatever is possible to do.
神可以做，如果系可以做到嘅事嘅话咧，神系可以做得到。 咁呢度要解釋呢，喺下一章嘅時候，18章14節，你睇一睇。
And look in verse 18:14 in the next chapter.
呢個神又再同佢阿伯拉罕講啊，明年呢個時候你要生仔，撒拉呢就係笑佢唔信。跟住神同佢講嘅14節，耶和華稀有難成的事嗎？
And Sarah heard that she was going to have a baby this time next year. And she started laughing because she didn't believe. God came and said, is anything impossible for God?
耶和華稀有難成的事嗎? 我們要看一下呢,神是無難成的事的神。 人做不到,但是神可以做得到。
God can do anything. Man cannot do, but God can do.
我們要記得,這個是創造天地萬物的主宰。 他有能力創造天地, 他有能力行神跡。
If he has the power to create the heavens and the earth, he has the power to do miracles.
你睇下馬太福音19章26節。
And in Matthew chapter 19:26.
馬太福音19章26節。耶穌看著他們說,罪人者是不能的,罪神卻凡事都能。
With man it is impossible, with God nothing is impossible.
罪人者是不能的,罪神卻凡事不能。凡事都能,就要解釋一下。Maybe
we need to explain what it means that nothing is impossible with God.
有很多人會誤會這個,什麼叫凡事都能? 以為神凡事都能,就可以什麼都做。
And some people think that if God is able to do anything, then he can do anything. And they come up with some crazy ideas.
例如呢,人以為神可以做到,但是不可能做的。神可不可以做一個石頭,連自己都拎不起。這個是一個錯誤。It's
wrong to say that God can make a rock so big that he can't lift it.
神不可以做矛盾的事。God
cannot do things that are contradictory.
神不可以做不合邏輯的事,
God cannot do things that are not logical.
神不可以違反自己的性情的事,
God cannot do things against his nature.
所以神不可以強迫一個人相信神,神不可以強迫一個人信。
So if somebody is not willing to believe in God, God will not force him because God will not go against his nature.
但神可以做到可能行得通,可以做得到的事。
But God can do the things that are possible to do.
神可以做超自然的事,
God can do the supernatural.
亦都可以做自然的事,
He can do the natural.
神可以做道德上可能做得到的事,
and He can do things that are morally possible.
超自然的,即是说是人做不到, 但不是因为人做不到等于神做不到嘛。
Supernatural are things that man cannot do, but just because man can't do it doesn't mean that it can't be done, doesn't mean that God can't do it.
So 神可以做得到人做不到的事。例如耶稣医病,有盲眼,医学上没办法,但耶稣因为他创造身体,创造人的眼,他可以医治个眼,令到坏了个眼好翻。
For example, God, Jesus can heal the blind. And medically speaking, the dead eye is dead and you can't repair it. But because God created man, he created the eye, he can restore an eye back to sight. Supernatural.
神是有这个能力。但是神不可以违反自己逻辑,还有不可以做不可能的事。
But God cannot go against logic and he cannot do things that are not possible to be done.
所以什么是叫不可能的事呢? 例如,做一个四边的三角形。
Something that is impossible to do is to make a four-sided triangle.
做一个石头自己拎不起,
to make a rock that God cannot lift. 呢啲嘢唔冇可能嘅。点解一个四边嘅三角形？呢、这个唔系能力之内嘅嘢，呢、这个系一个非逻辑嘅事，所以神唔会做。A four-sided triangle is not a power issue; it's a logic issue, and it's illogical. And so God will not. It's not outside of His power because it's illogical. So He won't do it. And to make a rock so big that He can't lift, that's not a power issue because God is infinite. All material is finite. God is a spirit. He is an infinite spirit. And all material God created. If God created it, He can lift it. No matter how big it is, He can move it. So it's impossible for an infinite God to make a finite thing that He cannot move. It's illogical. So He can't do it.
如果讲的石头神是这么大他拎不起是没可能的事。为什么呢？神是一个灵，神是无限的。神是创造者，所有的物质是有限的。神是创造有限的物质，神是无限的灵。所以如果凡是被创造出来的物质，神都可以拎得起，无论是多大都好，因为神是无限的灵，所以是不合逻辑。一个无限的灵不可能做一个他自己拎不起的东西，这个是非逻辑性的问题。但是可行的事神做得到， But the things that are possible God can do。 最后一次，可行的事神可以做得到。大家明白吗？我们是相信这个全能者。 We believe the Almighty. Look in Hebrews chapter 6:18. 希伯来书第六章第十八节。希伯来书第六章十八节。These two things that God cannot do. He cannot lie.
这两件事是不能更改的，因为神是绝不说谎的。因此我们这些逃进避难所的人就大得安慰，找紧那摆在我们面前的盼望。
神不可以讲大话。弟兄姊妹，你思想这件事，神是全能者，但是神不可以讲大话。
Think about that. God is all powerful, but He cannot lie.
他意思说神应承做得到的，承诺要做得的事，他要做。
The meaning is that what God has promised, what He said He will do, He must do. He cannot not do it because He cannot lie. And He is all powerful. He has the way to make it happen.And He will do it because He will not lie.
神所应承的事祂一定要做，不是可以做，是一定要做，因为祂不可以讲大话。祂有能力，祂可以使到那件事发生，所以祂讲得出口说要做这件事，一定没得弯，祂一定要完成。
犀不犀利？
神应承亚伯拉罕，你要生仔，你要有后裔多过天上的星，一定要发生，没得弯，没得不发生。
God promised Abraham that he would have a son and his descendants would be greater than the stars in the heaven. This must happen. God said it, He will do it. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. It's going to happen.
神不可以讲大话。我们刚才收奉献的时候唱那首歌《牵引》，这位邓淑仪呢，他作很多的歌，他的见证呢，我们有个 DVD 可以播给大家看，找日我们播给大家看。我要去买一个投射机的，我希望在今年呢开始播多些的DVD 电影啊，基督教电影啊，在个大幕那里呢，就是给大家更加多的激励。邓淑仪这个人很传奇的，他呢就是很穷的出生，但是因为他穷到飞起，他立志就不可以穷的，就要是靠办法赚钱。结果他找一个有钱佬嫁了给他，那他生得靓女的，嫁了给他之后自己做投资，在一年之内百位数字，超过百位数字，
超過八位數字，即係九位、十位，唔知咁啊，好驕傲，做投資賺好多錢，但係佢成日出嚟 rap 飲酒跳舞，買一個第一香港落地嘅第一個跑車，佢要一定要買第一個，飲醉酒駕駛，撞崩曬嘅，全部報銷，再買一個又，佢話咁樣撞死啲車咧超過十部咁多。但是感謝主，他沒有死亡。但是呢，開始發現到人生空虛，沒有意思。那我不講他的見證，但是很傳奇呢，他尋求神，尋求神。有一天呢，就想找到答案，去到基督教書局，整棟書買回家，一路喝酒，一路吃煙，一路看，究竟耶穌是真還是假，聖經是真還是假。結果呢，有一次因為破產，他就信了主。好像信了主跟着破产，但是他信了主很大改变的。破了产之后呢，神就很奇妙，当他仰望神，神给他是超过他所失去的。好，非常有钱，又靓女，又信耶稣，那怎么去读神学？去读神学，跟着又病了，做手术，脊骨手术，做脊骨手术出来呢，他就发现到呢，就是三日，就是他刚刚手术台出来呢，他又不行得，又想去厕所又去不到的。那他还在医院的时候，姑娘说你不行得，不获得地，不怎么怎么。他就立刻祈祷求神帮他，神就立刻医治他。三日后他出院回家，活生生行得了，很奇妙。那他行得回，做完手术行得回，奇妙得医治，很传奇这个人。回到家开始不识音乐，未学过琴，学了四堂钢琴的，即是完全不识音乐，开始自己作曲填词，他写了很多很多的歌。去年就 push 来在监狱，还有音乐人团契唱一首歌，又是他作，头先牵引那首是他作，即是看到他作的那些歌全部是来自圣经的，来自圣经里面的，是好像圣，你一路唱好像是看圣经的经文，但是广东话或者国语 是很配合的，很奇妙。这个非常一个很传奇的人物，是神迹的人物。当我听到他的见证，听到他的歌，我知道神是听祷告的神，神是行神迹的神。 I'm telling the testimony of Ivan Deng andwho God has miraculously healed, miraculously brought to a conversion experience, and miraculously gave her the gift of music. And she wrote music and the words, and it's just an amazing testimony of what God can do. He is all-powerful. He can do anything in this lady's life. I can see that God is able to do what man cannot do.
你想想，我是玩音乐三四十年的，差不多我九岁开始弹吉他，但我都作不到这些歌。
I've been playing the guitar for almost 40 years, but I can't write songs like that. Yeah.
神给人一个恩赐是神给，这个是神的能力。
And when God gives a gift, you know it's of God. It's not, it cannot be copied, it cannot be...
God is powerful. 神是有能力，
我们的主是全能者。
那我们看到这个神，我明白一个重要事，就是神是全能，神可以医治，神可以行神迹。 And I know that God is powerful, He is able to heal, He can work miracles.
但是主权是神的， But God is sovereign and He is in control.
我们明白，我们不明白为什么神会医治这个不医治那个。
And we don't know why God will heal one person, not heal the other.
但我们明白神是有他的意思。
But we know that God has his purpose and his meaning.
所以我不明白为什么莲姐会是这样发生这些事。我不明白。但我知道神有他的意思。
And I don't know why this will happen to Aline, but I know that God has his purpose for her life.
神是全能者，我想今天可能我讲不完我要讲的东西，
不過我們繼續看第二節，不是，都是第一節。 I don't think I'll get through what I prepared, but we'll go on to verse, this next point I want to talk about.
是，都是第一節，都 It's also in verse 1. 神說，我是全能者之後，叫亞伯拉罕，你要在我面前行事為人，要作完全人。
You need to walk upright before me. Walk before me upright. Translating.
在我面前行事为人，完全。神叫亚伯拉罕要在他面前行，是似神的。其实亚伯拉罕一直都是跟随神的。亚伯拉罕一直都明白神，他七十岁的时候，神呼召他离开家乡，走去要应许的地方。亚伯拉罕起身去过。
Abraham has been walking with God. When he was 70 years old, the Lord called him out of his country, and he started walking, and he went to the place that God had promised.
神就话佢听，要俾个仔佢，佢一路有呢个盼望，一路等紧嘅。佢一路跟住神行。点解而家神叫你要行在我面前？
So why is God saying you need to walk before me? He has been walking.
我相信呢，神要鼓励佢，要跑到终点。
I think God is encouraging him to go to the finish line. Don't give up now that you're 99 years old. Keep walking, and it's not finished yet.
好似佢99岁，你要去到终点，你唔好因为你之前与我行，而家咧你老嘅就可以放松。你要继续行，你要系继续坚定，你要继续信靠。
弟兄姊妹，这个对我哋好紧要。
这个全能者同我哋讲，你要与我同行，喺神面前行事为人，你正直完全。你可能信咗主好耐嘅，唔好放弃。可能有啲事发生，你唔喜欢，唔好灰心。可能一啲你唔明白嘅事系经历到，继续信靠。
Maybe you've been walking a long time. Don't give up. Maybe something has happened that you don't like. Don't get discouraged. Maybe things are going on that you don't understand. Keep walking with the Lord. Walk blamelessly before God.
我哋要去到终点，我哋跑呢个长跑呢，唔系话跑咗就算，系去到终点先系得胜者嘅。
The race that we're running, it's not that you are in the race that matters, it's that you finish the race. Because it's those that finish the race are the winners.
所以如果你跑，你系完成去到终点，你就系赢。如果阿莲姐今日离开世界，佢系赢嘅，佢去到天上。但系你会点咧？
有些人说，哎呀，神这样做我不喜欢，以后不回教会，是吧？ And maybe if God takes Aline today, she's finished the race. She's a victor. But then maybe some of us will say, well, we don't like what God's doing. I don't understand it, so I'm not going to follow Jesus anymore. Then you're a loser.
我都要跑到终点，不要灰心。上次亚伯拉罕呢，要用他自己意思，从夏甲生个仔，
神就叫他，你不要再用你自己的意思，你不要再用你自己的想法。 And last time we saw Abraham with Hagar have Ishmael, and he's using his own means. And God is saying, hey, don't do it your own way anymore. Do it my way. Do it my way. Follow my way.
所以行在神面前可以说很简单，是要顺服，听神的意思，做神喜欢你做的事。
So walking before the Lord means very simply to obey, to do what God wants you to do, and follow Him humbly.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要更加亲近神，需要更加相信神，跟随神，做神喜欢的事。
We need to come closer to the Lord. We need to believe him more, follow him more, and do what is pleasing to him.
这个就是行在神面前，行事为人。他说要作完全人，人可以做完全人。It says to be perfect before me, to be holy before me. 可唔可以做完全人？我哋人可唔可以做完全人呢？冇一个人系十全十美。Nobody is perfect. 亚伯拉罕都有佢嘅软弱，我哋都睇到好清楚，圣经记载。And Abraham wasn't perfect. He had his faults, and the Bible tells us very clearly what his faults were. 但系作完全人，首先就系一个全心投降俾神一个嘅心态。But here when it says be perfect, it means wholehearted, entire surrender of being given to God. 我哋如果我哋全心全意全性爱主，我哋可以系喺神面前行。另外亦都可以讲到呢，亚伯拉罕要继续相信，唔好以为以十马利系呢个方式。神叫亚伯拉罕呢，我唔接纳以十马利，你要另外生个仔，你要相信呢件事。And you can also say that God is encouraging Abraham that Ishmael is not the son of promise, but I'm going to give you another son, and you need to believe it. Trust in what I'm telling you. 大家记唔记得之前神话因亚伯拉罕信神，神就算者为佢的义，记唔记得？因为信心佢称义。You remember that previously it said that because Abraham believed God, God counted it unto him as righteousness.So Abraham was already considered righteous in God's eyes. So Abalaihan 在这个时候已经是称为义，已经是义。但是神要再一次宽恕他，再一次告诉他，唯一的方法在神的面前可以是完全，就是投降给神，说神，我在自己里面不得，我需要你宽恕，需要你赦免。So the only way that we can be righteous, the only way that we can be holy and perfect before God is to have faith in the forgiveness that God provides. It's not in the things that we do, but it's in what Jesus has done for us that we can be holy. 唔係因為我哋行嘅方法，唔係因為我哋做嘅事可以完全，係因為耶穌寬恕咗我哋。我哋有呢個信心，我哋可以係完全，可以公義，可以成為義。我覺得第三方面，神叫亞伯拉罕繼續行事為人呢，就叫他有盼望。 And I think God is also telling Abraham to have hope. 他99岁，在他的里面没有盼望，但是在神里面，神是教导他要有盼望。你不用再等，可能他一路等到99岁，想着死算数，没有发生。以撒玛利是，之前觉得罗德是，跟着又觉得以利以谢是，后尾又生个以撒玛利系，但系神话通通唔系，系要你同撒拉生个仔，呢个先系你继续有盼望。I think that Abraham maybe have given up hope. He had tried to let Lot be the son of promise. He had thought that Ebenezer could be the son of promise, and then he had Ishmael that he thought would be the son of promise. And now at 99 years old, God is saying, "No, don't give up hope. You and Sarah are going to have your own son, and he will be the promised son."So don't give up hope. It's not too late. You need to continue following with me. So God is saying to us today to also to continue to follow and not give up. 所以神要我们继续有这个盼望。人生有起有跌，有高有低，但是我们不可以脱离这个生老病死这个过程，这个现实。我们要面对人生所带来的痛苦和失落，但我们不可以放弃，不可以灰心，要继续有盼望，因为跟带领我们那个是全能者，满有权柄的神。我们可能会灰心，可能会痛苦，但是神与我们同样。 In life we have ups and downs, high points and low points.But nobody is immune to the cycle of life, birth, getting old, getting sick, and dying. We'll have our disappointments and our pains. But we need to continue looking to the Almighty God who is in control. And continue to follow Him and continue to have hope because He gives us hope.
这个就是我预备了讲第一点。 二、三点呢，要下次先讲。
This is the first point of the three points that I was going to talk about, so maybe next week we'll continue.
弟兄姊妹，我哋喺呢度要仰望神。 你会唔会灰心啊？今日？ 你会唔会有啲嘢你唔明白？ 你会唔会有一啲你觉得系难过？ 系咪怀疑神系咪全能呢？ 神是全能者，我们要相信祂，我们要依靠祂。
Maybe you are discouraged today. Maybe you are wondering where God is. Maybe you are looking for hope in despair. But God has the answer. We may not understand everything that happens, but we know that God is in control. We can look to Him for hope because He is the Almighty, the El Shaddai.
我们可以仰望我们的主。
好多事我唔明白啲事，但我相信神系有佢嘅意思。我相信神嘅意思系最好。你谂下，亚伯拉罕99岁，但系神都系继续俾佢一个意思。点解神要等到咁耐先？我唔明。但系神有佢嘅意思，喺神里边无难成的事。 Why did God have to wait till Abraham was 99? I don't know, but He had His reason.
点解我哋所期望、所仰望、所求嘅，我哋要等先至得到答案呢？
我都唔知，但系神有佢嘅意思。我哋一齐低头祈祷。Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你。你系13、14年嘅静默嘅时候，嚟到亚伯拉罕同佢讲说话。
所以我们今天只是看一节，但是我们看到你是很清楚告诉我们，你是全能者，满有权柄的。你是虽然我们不明白的时候，你叫我们继续有盼望，有指望。你在圣经里面跟我们说的说话不会落空，我们要继续去仰望你，相信你的说话是真实。
最后可能今日我们的心因为某一年的事情很沉重、很难过，同样都不明白。但是主，我们继续仰望你。我们相信你有这个能力。如果你要医治他，让他离开医院是健康，相信神你可以做得到。如果你要带他离开世界，主，你都是神，你都要被称赞，因为你
有你嘅意思，所以主，我求你今日让我哋嘅心里边可以好似亚伯拉罕更加相信你，喺你面前行事为人完全正直。愿意我呢个信心去仰望你，系可以因为我哋信就称为义。主，唔好俾我哋灰心，让我哋继续有指望，有盼望。 因为你是行神迹的主，因为你是全能的者，全能神，你能够带领我们经过。多谢神你，多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求。愿神祝福。